Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 124 for Tuesday, October 6th, 2015. Well, I had to go back and double-check for the episode number. My previous episode, and things are not quite as bad as I thought. It was 2 weeks ago yesterday that I posted the previous episode. Now, that being said, I think I had intended to record it like a week before that, and I had actually recorded it that Friday, so whatever. It's all meta stuff that doesn't really matter, but we're, 2 weeks instead of 1 week, and I'm definitely not on a schedule yet, but at least I'm getting something out. So not as bad as I thought. No big deal. We're gonna work through things. I like Dave Slusher's idea of more of a almost daily process, but I've just got to get some sort. I've got to figure out a schedule. The last couple of weeks have been a little busy and a little unexpectedly hectic at times. So, the kind of proposed days that I was thinking about doing things haven't worked out. I got to figure out some sort of schedule. That'll make things much easier. So, but for now, we're here. I'm back. Just wanted to kind of bring everybody up to speed and let them know how things are going. Let's see. So since the last episode, well, one of the first things, earlier things that happened is I found over the past 2 weeks, one of them just a few days after the first episode, I found a couple of old, everything old is new again sort of podcasts from people that I have listened to before. The first one was that very week I was driving. Well, actually, I found it Wednesday night. I was in Atlanta. And I was just reading blog posts, catching up on things, and was reading Will Wheaton's blog, and he mentioned that he wasn't posting in his blog much recently, but he was doing some other creative things, and that included Radio Free Burrito, which is his podcast. And I started kind of scratching my head over that, because Radio Free Burrito has been in my podcatcher for years, and I haven't listened to any Radio Free Burrito recently. And I kind of looked some things up and everything, and I realized that at some point in time he transferred. He actually has a Radio Free Burrito site. I think it's radiofreeburrito.com. It used to be, it was like a TypePad site, I think, something like that. Anyway, I had an old URL, and it hadn't been a good transfer. No big deal. So I went in and downloaded like 10 episodes. I was all excited. After I downloaded the episodes, I noticed, I guess when I was setting things up for the drive back the next day on Thursday at work, that they were out of order, and I must have just picked them up when I put them into my active list. I don't use like smart lists or anything, because I'm too fiddly with orders that I want to play things in. So, sorry if you're hearing cats. But his episode orders were screwed up, so I fixed all the episode orders. Then I started listening, and things seemed a little odd, and I checked a couple of dates rather than episode numbers, and it turns out he had gotten episodes. He was doing like short episodes. So instead of episode 38, I'm not sure whether he was after episode 38, he was doing 38 Alpha, which is a short episode, or before episode 38, he did 38 Alpha. He did an Alpha Bravo to Charlie, I think, of 38. And he thought that that had been the last episode he had done, and it turned out he was on like 42. So he had done all these episodes incorrectly number wise. And, if I had just left them in the order that I'd picked them up in, I would have listened to them chronologically correctly. It wasn't a big deal though. It wasn't stuff that was, important to be in the correct order. And I mostly caught up on that by the end of, by the time I got home, most of them were fairly short. So, very glad to have Radio Free Burrito in my listening list again. It is a podcast I enjoy. And then second of all, last week I actually had been thinking about my friend, online buddy, whatever you want to call it, Paul Fidalgo, who has had several podcasts. I've even been on a couple of them, and I hadn't heard anything on the podcast realm from him recently. He blogs, he works at CFI. I know he works at, it's a secular nonprofit organization. I think it's Center for Inquiry. as like media director. Should look that up. Paul works up there, though. And I had been thinking about checking in with him and seeing what was the story on his podcast. And the very next day, I believe, I realized he had been tweeting and posting mainly on Google Plus about a podcast that was his podcast that's new. So I have that as well. Thinkery. It's Paul Fidalgo and Brian Hogg. And they're up to, I think they just released episode 12 today. And they've had a couple of pretty decent. They've had Swoopy from Skepticality and Andy Anatko. I'm going to be interested to see how that came about. I mean, I listen to Andy on other podcasts. I see him on Twit occasionally, and here he is on Paul's podcast. So bravo, Paul. You've done a good job with both those guests. I haven't caught up. I'm on about episode 6, I think, of Thinkery. Liking it so far. So both of those shows will be linked in the show notes. And then actually, I missed last night, but I was trying to listen live to Mad at Dad, the initial podcast of Mad at Dad, which is Dave Slusher and Michael Butler. Dave Slusher of the Evil Genius Chronicles and Michael Butler of the Rock and Roll Geek Show started a new podcast called Mad at Dad. It's one of the three or four podcast ideas that Dave Slusher came up with during Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. And he's already got at least two of those podcasts working, spun up. So that they had their inaugural episode last night. I intended to be there. I missed it. I actually got really tired and went to bed early last night. We weren't in bed at the time of the podcast. I think it was like 10:15. We didn't go to bed until about 11, but by 10:15, I realized I was not going to be any fun. So that didn't happen. So missed that. Should be listening to it soon. Looking forward to hearing that as well. Also be linked in the show notes. So the next weekend was the 26th. And actually, we finished listening to catching up on Radio Free Burrito on Saturday because we drove up to Durham for the Duke Georgia Tech football game, which I heard Dave mention in his podcast, his most recent podcast that I listened to yesterday. And yeah, we were happy, and I'm sorry, Dave, but it was close. It was a good game, but Duke beat Georgia Tech. It was a rainy game. It was we woke up. It was like a 12:30 game, so we needed to get up pretty early, and we woke up Saturday morning. It's about a 2.5-hour drive to Durham from here. And we woke up Saturday morning, and it was raining, and it was just that, you know, rain drone on the roof of the house, and you're like, I don't want to get out of bed. So we stayed in bed for probably an hour and a half longer than we should, and just didn't get going well, and plus it rained on us basically the whole way up there. Didn't actually start raining, from what I understand, the first half of the game, which we missed, is the half it didn't rain. We got up to Durham, and we were staying at a new hotel we hadn't stayed at before. There's a new Residence Inn that's nice, just at the edge of Duke East Campus. And, you know, I went to Duke, and I went to the North Carolina School of Science and Math, which is also in Durham. I'm very familiar with the area around, you know, certainly that area. I typically get off on Broad Street. So I drive by School of Science and Math going in towards, which is like a mile away from Duke's East Campus. And as we did so, what I wasn't familiar with today is, or that day, and I hadn't checked, is that the North Carolina Pride Festival was happening in Durham that day, and they were prepping for the parade to go down the road that I was trying to get on to get to the Residence Inn. So I ended up having to drive around some roads that I'm not as familiar with in Durham, just to get around the parade route and everything and get to the Residence Inn, that, which again was right on the edge of, you know, within one block of the area that they had blocked off. So it was pretty, so it took us about a half hour longer to get to the hotel that I expected us to. So that put us into halftime. But got to the game, got to see the end. It was exciting game. And then we got to go. We had just enough time to go back to 9th Street, which is, there's some little places there that we like to hang out. A bar that has amazing food that we always try to visit when we're there. And the Pride Festival was still going on, which was fun. And so we got to hang out there. It was going down 9th Street. The parade was over at that point, but all the businesses were still full of folks there celebrating the festival, and we had a really good time hanging out with them. So it was fun. And so we stayed in Durham that night and came home the next day. It was an excellent weekend. Had fun. This past week, I didn't go to Atlanta because Wednesday was my wife's birthday. So we celebrated her birthday. Had a cake. I mean, nothing huge. We didn't have a huge party or anything, but, and she'd already gotten her main present from me, which was, a Nexus 6. Her phone had been a little iffy, and I had already been considering phone changes and stuff for me because of my phone breaking. And when we were talking about that sort of thing, she had mentioned, because I had actually looked at the Nexus 6s and I was thinking about the new Nexuses, that Nexi, I don't know, that I knew were coming out. And she just mentioned, you know, I was like, I don't really want a Nexus 6 because they're actually a pretty good deal at that point. It's technically a dual SIM, either CDMA or GSM phone. It's an completely unlocked GSM phone, and there isn't really unlocked as much on the CDMA side. You have to go to the carrier and give them your serial number and stuff like that. Whereas with a GSM SIM, you just stick it in and it works. But they've been selling those on, they started selling those on Amazon at a pretty significant discount. So I realized she told me, she's like, I like a big phone, cause she really only wants to have a primarily one device. She does have a tablet as well, but, she likes having a huge phone. So now she's got a huge phone. She actually got that about 10 days before her birthday. But that was her main present. And then Google gave her an extra present, because the day before her birthday was the Google announcement last week of their new phones, the 5X and the 6P, which everything leaked out beforehand, so everything is known. I'm interested in the 5X. I'm probably not going to get it right away, but... I'm in no driving urge to get it. My Nexus 5, which is what I use most of the time when we're wandering around the house, is going to get upgraded to Marshmallow, in fact, anytime. But they made the announcements for the new phones and Marshmallow, all that stuff. One disappointing thing is that apparently Motorola, this past 2 or 3 days ago, I think over the weekend, announced the phones that that they're going to upgrade to Marshmallow, and it did not include the only about 6 month old Motorola E second gen that I ended up picking up, and I kind of assumed was going to be upgraded, which was going to help it a great deal because it was going to improve the support for the micro SD card that goes in it. It basically makes it one file system. It's going to be a better support for that sort of thing. It looks like unless they change their mind, they're not going to support that. I'm not that worried about it. Like I said, that my Nexus 5, which is really what I spend most of my time on, is going to upgrade. There's nothing wrong with Lollipop anyway, and it does have Lollipop on it. And I would say I wouldn't be surprised if that's my Christmas present to myself or something like that, or maybe my birthday present to myself, you know, next spring. I don't think it's going to be more than 6 months or so before I upgrade, but, I was surprised by that. So, but anyway, the surprise or the birthday present from Google is, you know, they have the Project Fi. I've heard Fi and Fi for that. It's Google's, MVNO basically. The deal, the interesting deal with their version of a phone service is that their SIM supports CDMA and GSM. They buy their service from both T-Mobile and Sprint, and their phones, when running on Google Fi, I'm saying Fi now because during the presentation last week, that's what they said. So apparently they think it's Fi. And so I'll go with it. But when their phones are running on their service, they use whatever signal is strongest between the T-Mobile service, Sprint service, and Wi-Fi. And the only downside to the GSM SIM that, which is basically a T-Mobile SIM, it's through Ting, but Ting, again, MVNO buys service through T-Mobile for GSM. They also have a CDMA choice, but it's completely separate. It's, the phone is either this or that. They can't do the dual thing. We don't get very good T-Mobile service either here at the house or at the school that she works in, which is just, it is what it is. However, her CDMA, the Nexus 5 could use either SIM. And she got, so we had a CDMA SIM in that and it worked fine at school and at home, actually. So it worked fine for her. So when we realized that we're going to get her a Nexus 6, I said, what we'll do is we'll put you in an invite for Google Fi and hopefully, you know, won't take too long. Now, I had only done a Google, I finally did do a Google Fi kind of on a lark and did an invite when I started thinking about the new phones and stuff. I did it August 30th, which was just, I think I must have done it right after my phone broke. That must have been when I did it. Because I was starting to think about the new Google phones and that they would almost certainly support Google Fi, which, or Project Fi, which they do. So I put it in around August 30th, and I hadn't gotten one at the point that she put hers in. And in fact, I hadn't gotten one even after that. She put hers in right around the time I told her we were getting her the Nexus 6. But I don't know if they made it generally available, but the next morning on September 30th, we both woke up. I was going through my email. I realized I had a Project Fi invite. You know, this is the day after the new phones had been announced, and they had announced that their new phones were going to both be Project Fi capable. And I let Charlotte know, and I told her, heck, if necessary, we'll swap my invite over to her. And it turns out she had one as well. So that they must have kind of opened the floodgates as best they could for Project Fi invites. So she's got a Project Fi invite. She's already signed up for Project Fi. It was a couple week turnaround for the SIM, so we're waiting for that now. But we're looking forward to using that, and I hope that's really going to resolve most of her phone connectivity problems. She really loves the Nexus 6. It's just phone service, you know, on the provider that we're using that's the issue now. So we had a good weekend. She got an extra bonus present. All was well. After that, this past weekend, the most interesting thing there is the rain. We were affected by it. I think we got about 4 or 5 inches, but that's nowhere near. We had a very, very soggy weekend. Even through last night, actually, it just finally stopped raining today. But it's nothing like happened just south of here in South Carolina, in northern and middle South Carolina, where just, and I hope everybody on the coast and Dave, and you haven't mentioned too much, Dave, but I know you must have gotten slammed. So hopefully everything was all right. And I have friends that in Columbia who either got flooded out or came very, very close to being flooded out. So, you know, my heart goes out to everybody who had trouble. We just basically sat in sogginess for the weekend. Well, the one thing that did happen was we lost Saturday morning through Saturday late afternoon, early evening. We lost cable/internet. And that's a first world problem in a sense. But it really did kind of highlight, I'm glad I wasn't on call last week. I'm on call this week, but I would have been looking for a Starbucks if somebody had called me and I'd been on call. But it did highlight like how we have gone from you know, like purchasing or renting DVDs to streaming for almost everything. Cause we're like, hey, we can sit down and watch. Oh no, we can't watch Netflix. No, we can't watch it. No, no, no. So what we did actually do, well, we played a bunch of board games, first of all. And second of all, we decided to watch, so we had a couple of DVD movies that we had picked up for like $2.99, you know, in a bin, and never gotten around to watching because it's so much easier. Why reach down underneath the television and riffle through the DVD boxes when you could already be watching something when you just three clicks away on, you know, Netflix or Hulu? We watched Moon. It's the 2009-ish Sam Rockwell is the main character, about the moon, science fiction. It wasn't terrible, but I had heard really good things about it, and it actually popped into my head when we started talking about the DVDs. I was like, ooh, find Moon. She was actually looking for I forget what. But I kind of pushed. I was like, oh, Moon. I've heard a lot of good things about it and still haven't watched it. And it wasn't terrible. It had some interesting stuff, but didn't really turn my world on fire. And I'm enthusiastic about it compared to Charlotte. She basically stopped watching it. So bummer for that. I don't like, you know, I wouldn't say it was terrible, but it wasn't the treat that we were expecting, but you know, bygones, because a couple hours later, the cable came back on and the internet came back and woohoo, all was well. And, that's about it. Yesterday we had our last bit. We had a rain stopped for about 12 hours and then we had 12 hours more of it yesterday afternoon and evening, but it is blue skies out there right now. And I think it's supposed to be 80 tomorrow and, hopefully everything will dry up and at least for a little while we can stop sitting around saying, oh gosh, I wish we had some rain because we really need it. Well, we don't need it right now. We're in good shape. So that's been the past couple weeks, and I am, like I said, I'm thinking I've got a couple of slots, like scheduling slots in mind that I'm going to try and start using for recording these and then getting them up in a more timely fashion, and we'll see where we'll go from there. Oh, there was an amusing thing with Paul Fidalgo and Thinkery. As I started listening to his podcast, I realized, and I actually went and made a comment to him on Google+. I was like, damn you, Fidalgo, for using your own music. Because Paul Fidalgo is, among other things, a musician. And a number of his tracks, A, are Creative Commons licensed, but B, I know Paul. I've played his music on this podcast before, years ago, and gotten permission to use it from him directly. And I have been noodling about with intro and outro music for Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone for a little while now. And the music I'd been using is the music that he uses for his intro and outro, like literally the same song, not only Paul's music, but the same song. There are other songs that I had been considering as well, but I had pretty much narrowed it down to Bussard Collector, which is the song that he uses for his intro and outro music. So that's not what I'm using now. I may go with Stabbed in the Throat, which is another very good song of his. And it's The Way I Feel. Paul Fidalgo. Just kidding. But I thought that was amusing, and I had to point it out to him that I was enraged that he was using his own music in his own podcast so that I would sound like a copycat now. So I'm not going to do that. But it was amusing. So that's it. This has been Kidzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the show notes and the podcast at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. There are also links to all my various social networking sites, Twitter and Google Plus and Facebook and such there. And you can email me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. And we will talk to you again soon. Bye.